This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Laugh Out Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
And look, we've had a very good time here tonight on the show. The mood's been up, but sometimes you've just got to let out some other feelings.
That's right.
You know, it's healthy to keep the balance. And look, I'm excited because all of us have something to vent about.
You can call someone out in a loving way.
Can you?
Well, you know, when your mum says, like, I'm only saying something mean but constructively because I love you.
If I didn't care,
I wouldn't give you this constructive criticism.
Constructive is the key word there, I think.
Yes, it's what saves it from being insulting.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
And if you say it with a smile, nothing can be insulting.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that beautiful?
And also language, you learn, don't say you're this. Say we feel like you might be doing
well,
this.
I'm getting ready to call something out. I'm getting warmed up because something's you know, not tickling me the right way.
What's that?
Look, it's
I think Wendy, do we have a little bit of a sting almost?
Ooh,
I think
we might.
Wendy.
Hey Bryson, how's it going, dude? Hey, yeah, I'm talking to you, Bryson.
Shots fired.
And that gets me in the mood to call things
very,
out.
Very, very violent.
And what I'm calling out is time. Yeah, I said it. I'm calling it out.
Sorry, what time?
Thinks it's constant, thinks it's always going. Explain this to me. Time.
Wow. Can we get time texting in?
I don't know if Father Time's up at this hour.
That's true.
You know, that's true. He's got so many things to do during the day. But one of the things that's bothered me is the terms midday and even midnight. Where do they get off calling themselves midday?
That's true.
Right? 12 p.m. Look, 12 a.m. Oh, 12 p.m.
12 p.m. Lunchtime.
Is your midday. Look, yep. So I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it.
That is, I guess, middle of the day.
It is. So it technically has that supporting it. But midnight, excuse me.
I get what you're saying there.
I feel like midnight is almost like a 9 p.m. because the technical middle of the night is roughly then. You know, you've probably had your dinner, you're having dessert, you're winding down, you're cuddling. You're doing whatever you want to do.
That's right. Sure as hell not midnight. I'll tell you what.
No.
12 a.m. It's not. That's the end of the night.
Midnight, no. You are raging for a little bit of comic delight on the radio.
Especially on a Friday morning.
Oh, that's a right way to start your Friday morning.
But at midnight.
Where does that leave you? You don't expect to be... It's not the middle of the night. Where do you get off?
It's not. It's really not.
So, Tom, I want you to sort that out and get back to us.
Please.
Should be end night or...
End night.
Or start morn.
Or should be
start
morn.
Start morn is 12 a.m. now.
No, I like end night.
End night.
End night Shyamalan.
Yeah, it's a little bit... There's a twist to it. I don't know.
At the end.
I don't know.
The right new day is the twist.
So, Father Time, if you can, you know, if you can explain yourself, I'd love to hear it.
I feel like at midnight or at end night, you should be playing Closing Time. Like it.
Closing Time.
Like how they play at bars.
They do.
It's like nice little 90s tune.
It is.
Like
it
that should
the tone.
Just be played every day. And there should be a montage of everything you've done in the day. That's just my thoughts on the world.
As before you go to sleep.
Wow.
What a way to go to bed.
That sounds like the best way to go to sleep, doesn't it?
It does.
A montage of the day.
It does. Now, G, I know I can see the salt, the venom. It's stirring up.
There's a lot of sweat.
It seems like you're struggling, but I want you to get it out. What is it that you want to call out? What's bothering you right now?
Well, look, I just want Wendy to play the sting. One more time, Wendy. Could you play the sting?
Let's hear it.
Hey, Bryson. How's it going, dude? Hey, yeah. I'm talking to you, Bryson.
Shots fired!
Aggressive.
But it sets the mood for, you know, you're going to call someone out. You're going to let them know what they've done.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to call out no-shows.
Ooh, all right? The people who... What
don't you... show up. But, hey, you know, there's always a reason why.
Look, you expect it at least.
Yep.
You hope and you pray and you wish that they can justify it.
But, you know, it's that thing where, look, hey, we probably made some plans.
Life happens.
That's right. And, look, I'm sitting here at a restaurant. And you're not showing up. So, it's...
Hey, you're throwing a lot of darty eyes at me when you say that.
Well,
is there something I missed?
Well, there could have been a meeting that you didn't attend.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So,
was he
you're right,
one?
Wendy.
Was he the only one that didn't attend?
The only one, yes. He was the only one. Duncan, Wendy were all there.
I can't...
I had Coco there.
Yes.
And you weren't a good sir.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I couldn't be there for everybody.
Well, that's okay. Look, I don't know if...
Look, things happen. Something come up. And I didn't want to let you know about it.
You did send a nice message, though, and saying that you would want to reschedule.
Look,
I don't want to bring the mood down because, look, we love you. We love you, see? So it's okay.
You could be one of my celebrity crushes. Not that I want to give that
away. Wow, that's brought my mood right back up.
Wow.
I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good.
Fantastic, huh?
Feeling good. I even feel better just having, you know, the call out of me, you know? Do you feel better, G?
Relieved.
Can I be in the same boat?
I would love you to.
Of course.
Now, I know I've said that you're my celebrity crushes and I love you guys.
When did you play the sting? It's up to you, Dylan.
I think she should float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Let's do it.
Wow. That's it, Wendy.
Hey, Bryson. How's it going, dude? Hey, yeah. I'm talking to you, Bryson.
Shots fired!
So I hope by now everybody knows the name that they're calling out. So, Bryson.
I hate you. I love you. I don't know what the rest of that lyric is, but
it's
a love-hate relationship
at the
moment.
Sweet right now.
Yeah. I'm calling you out. Not Duncan. I've called him out before. You two fellas.
What?
ZNG.
I'm not sure if you know, but I'm a little bit of a FOMO homo because it's the fear of missing out.
Uh-huh.
And I just have to say, you are a little bit like cyberbullying me, but in real life.
Cyberbullying?
You've had interviews. You had the mayor. You had the freaking mayor on.
We did. We did last week.
The captain of the boat tonight.
That was a big pull.
That's pretty amazing because I've been on that boat a lot and I've never met the captain.
I know.
And
we got a great privilege.
I was on the dance floor and it sounds like a great interview. And I've studied media communication and media law, which is real law.
Oh, wow. On top of it. So you're a lawyer now? What does that mean?
Media lawyer.
Because I got a few issues I'd like to...
I can tell you the codes and stuff and what not to say. But you can say this on radio.
Go.
Why are you not including me on all these celebrity interviews? Well, like these minor celebrity. Oh, no. I'm going to say real celebrities.
That captain had his own boat. Thank you very much, Dylan.
He was the captain.
He was the captain.
So, look, that's the reason he is the guest. The reason you weren't here... Is that
we couldn't find you on the dance floor.
It's a shame.
Oh, because I was on the dance floor last week too. Am I getting on the dance floor next week?
Well, we called you last week.
You tell us, okay?
You called me and now I'm calling you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, we tried to call you last week, but you said you were on the dance floor.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.